First of all, my lakhs and lakhs dandvat pranam in the lotus feet of my spiritual guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj. And also in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Nitya Lila Pravishtong Vishnupad Srimad Bhakti Vedant Swami Maharaj. By their mercy, causeless mercy, I am able to come to this place, very far away. So, that should be merciful to me and to you all, because they are so merciful, causeless merciful. I have served both. I have served not only my Gurudev, but I have served perhaps all the prominent disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So I think myself so fortunate. I have served my holy master. I have served Param Pujyapad Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Srauti Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Giri Maharaj, Param Pujyapad Nemi Maharaj, also Vaikhanas Maharaj, Pujyapad Jajavar Maharaj. Also, so much I have served to Puri Maharaj, now Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj. And also I am so much fortunate to serve my Shiksha Guru, Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. From beginning, I am fortunate to serve him. From 46, when I joined or Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti, same thing like ISKCON, only some difference of words and letters, but same thing, all are Krishna consciousness, coming from Krishna himself, through the line of Brahma, Vyasadeva, Sukhdev Goswami, and thus from Sarup Damodar Raya Ramananda up to this, my Gurudev and Swamiji. And it will go on. It will not stop. We should have a strong belief in this. This current, this line will not stop. Until this whole world will be ruined and again come, and again come. But this line is transcendental. It not stop any time. Because Brahma has told like this. Vyasadeva has told like this. Narad Goswami has told like this. Srila Bhakti Vinod is always telling like this. So you should not think that this line will be stopped after Swamiji. Never. This line is transcendental. And you should be always thinking that, oh, pure Vaishnava will come. This world will not be empty from pure devotees. Time to time Krishna will arrange, and if there is no Vaishnava, he will come in the shape of Vaishnava like he came in shape of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sachinandan Gaurhar. He is himself Krishna. So when there is no Brahma, no Shankar to manage this world, then he becomes Brahma, Krishna himself. And then he becomes also Sadashiv. So why he will not be like this? And I think, oh, in world, all time, Vaishnava will be there. You should not worry that, oh, this was the lost, Prabhupada was lost, I am lost, and after that he will be lost. Never. So don't we
you believe in Ritvik or bogus things.
Ritvik system is very bogus. Any epics in our Shastra, anywhere not written for this transcendental things, Ritvik. Ritvik is temporary, very temporary, only for sacrifices. And we will give some dakshina and they will go. And only for worldly desires. But our line is transcendental. So no place of Ritvik here. So this Ritvik's idea now, which is coming, it is pure bogus. You certainly believe in these bogus ideas. Because, anyhow, the very good devotees will come in this world. Even there must be madhyam class of Vaishnava. Must be. Whether they are in any shape, but they must be. So I have written something about this. Perhaps we have that book here, and you try to have that book and you will see so many things about Guru Parampara, about Bhagavat Parampara, about Rishti. I have written very authentic things and you will read this. One thing I should tell you, that Krishna, this world has come from Krishna. Not directly from Krishna, but from here, there, Krishna manifests. Krishna is always in Vrindavan, always playing, and he is sinking in love and affection of gopis there. But at the same time, he is Sarvagya, omniscience, all knowing. And there are lakhs and lakhs manifestations you cannot imagine. And how he maintains that this world comes. So, Krishna can create this world. He can very easily destroy in a second. Not only one world, there are lakhs and lakhs innumerable worlds. So he can create all worlds in a moment and he can destroy. And again he can make another so many worlds. He is so powerful. Any human being cannot do anything. Never can do anything. So you are fearing, some of you devotee, that where to go, a war will come and we will destroy it. So bombs will come here and there. So we should try to go in a safe place where we can be safe. So you should not fear for this. And if Krishna is going to destroy, anyone cannot help he anywhere. In Calcutta, I remember one story that Japan was bombing in Calcutta. I don't remember, perhaps on 47 or 48. And there were so many Odia devotees, very intelligent. They thought that, bomb are coming here and there. So where we should take shelter? So many Odia's devotees assembled and they wanted to take anywhere shelter. They saw that there was a very big heap of straw, dry straw. Very good. Big. And they thought that if we can enter in this anywhere, then fire cannot, bomb cannot touch us. And they were hidden in this. And a spark of bomb came, and in a second all people said, and they were all dead.
So we are like intelligent more than them. So don't be worry for this. Take shelter of Krishna. Death cannot touch you. Because our this soul is immortal. Everlasting. Water cannot touch, bomb cannot touch, fire cannot touch, any ether cannot touch, anything cannot touch this Atma. So you are reading Gita and why you are worried for this? You should read Gita. This is the primary book. Not PhD. What? No, no. Delete. Usko kya kahte hain? Postgraduate book. Or Srimad Bhagavat is postgraduate book. So you should read these things in beginning it has been told. Atma is, soul is immortal. Any bomb, anything, bow and arrow, they cannot touch. Arjun, you are like a foolish and you are thinking that I am so intelligent. So I don't want to cut all these persons as if you are God and you are going to generate or you are going to cut. You cannot touch. I have made all these things, what will be? And you can see in my mouth. And he saw. What he saw? Whole universe. That all are going to die. In his one teeth, all are saturated. And he became so fearful. And he told, oh Krishna, please show me your first shape. I am very fearful. What I told you? That, oh friend Krishna, oh Krishna, oh my charioteer, oh, I am very worried for these words. Please forgive us. I will never tell like this. You are the creator of creators. You are God of God. You are Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I am praying here. So, Krishna has arranged everything. So, you should not worry. You should see it here patiently. Don't go here and there to take shelter that bomb will come or any disaster will come. Never be. Where you are, you should be there. Sthane sthita tanvang manobhi. Prayasu ajita jito pitrahyata lukyam. Where you are, you should be there. If you are a householder life, you should be there. If you are brahmachari, you should be there. If you are a non-sorder sannyasi, you should be there. If you are Vrindavan, there you should be. If you are Mumalamba here, you should be here, no harm. But by mind, you should all be in Vrindavan. It can be done. That I am Vrindavan, in Vrindavan. Of very pleasant Vrindavan, transcendental Vrindavan. Yamuna is flowing so sweetly. Like Kalkal song. And bees are hemming on the lotus flowers in Yamuna. In Manasi Ganga, in Radha Kunda, Shyam Kunda. And so many deers are there. And so many flowers, Beli, Chameli, Jui are there. And transcendental Radha, Krishna and there. And thinking this, you should chant Hare. You are in Vrindavan. Vrindavan? In Vrindavan, there cannot come any bomb. Anything. Putana also cannot come. Agasur, Bakasur cannot come. How they came? Oh, because Yogamaya called them. To make some pastimes of Krishna. Otherwise they cannot come. And in that transcendental Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan, there are no putana, no agasur, no kans, only some idea is there. Ego is there. Only in this Braja. So you should not be worried for that. That you should go in a desert and there you should make a home in underground. Yes. Otherwise, you will go there and first, anyhow, fire will come. And first you will go and you will die. So don't be. So making your heart like this, peaceful where you are. And you should chant. And then Krishna will come, call you, oh, like a dog. Oh, Krishna will tell, oh, come on, come on. And you should be ready for going there. So don't be worried for this. First thing that Vaishnava has have no problem at all. Only problem, how to have take darshan of Krishna, how to serve Krishna. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Puri and what he was telling? Sing Jagannath, where should I go? Where I will have Krishna? Without Krishna, this heart is breaking. What should I do? Weeping, rolling down on the earth. Only this problem. So we should try to understand all these things. And we will try to give some idea on these things in our classes. In 7 days, we cannot tell so many things, but a line we can draw sometimes. How you should chant and remember. Only that you will be happy. And try to take it all these things in your hearts and try to follow all these things. And I think that you'll all be happy, surely. With a very strong belief, with very strong honor. Don't have doubt. Never have doubt. First I want to tell that Gauranga Balito Habe Pulakashari. Narottam Thakur, you know? Narottam Thakur. A very high class of Vaishnava. Actually, he is Manjari, Bilas Manjari of Golok Vrindavan. He descended to preach the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur was in his line. He took initiation from Loknath Goswami. How renowned he was. Loknath Goswami has served Mahaprabhu. He was like a boyfriend of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he came first, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him, oh, with Bhugarbh Goswami you should go to Vrindavan and make place for me that I will come. So he determined that I will not make any disciple. And he was chanting, remember, always weeping, rolling down, and going throughout whole Vrindavan. We went this last parikrama to his places in Khadirban, and Khadirban and another, Kishori Kunda, from where he deity received, God. Kishori Ban, Khelan Tirtha, Khela Tirtha, that is Shergarh, and so many places. Where in Vrindavan, there is a samadhi of Srila Loknath Das Goswami. He refused first to make disciple this prince. He was like a prince. He told that, oh, you should go, I will not make any disciple. But he was determined. And he began to clear the stool of Loknath Das Goswami. In the night, he was caught red-handed. Loknath, who are you? And why you are doing so? He began to weep. And he was at that time a very teeny aged, like 14, 15 or 16 aged. Very beautiful prince. Began to weep. I want to take shelter in your lotus feet. I cannot be without Krishna. I want to serve Krishna. I will die if you are not showering your mercy to me. Then he became bound to give it. So we should be like that. A disciple like Narottam Thakur. So how he is weeping for Radha and Krishna? We should try to be like Narottam Thakur if we want Krishna. Especially conjugal love. From where we can have? If we have so many worldly desires, so many desires here, there. Full up to here, here also. Then we cannot have these things, this nectar. So he is telling Narottam Thakur, he is weeping bitterly, that Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sharir, Hari Hari bolite nayane bhavanir. When I will utter Gauranga, oh Sachinandan Gaurhari, 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 like this. And I will weep bitterly, not knowing, unknowing. What? Spontaneously. Natural way. Why? To have conjugal love. If we have that object of the life, we must have an object of life. What is the object of life? If we have no object, then there is no practice. We should fix our life of goal of life or object. And then how we can achieve that goal, then it will come secondly. So first we should know what is our goal of life. How you can know? Only by association. Krishna mercy is everywhere. And especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is himself Krishna, not other than Krishna. But he is now having the mood, intrinsic mood of Radhika, and also the color of golden beauty of Radhika. He has come in the shape of Sachinandan Gaurhari. So now he has combined mercy of himself Krishna and also of Radhika. Srimati Radhika is more merciful. More merciful. And she is powerful. What Krishna does, he cannot do anything without help of Radhika, without power. So Radhika is power. When Govardhan he lifted, who lifted? Srimati Radhika, not Krishna. Krishna has only wish, no power. What he sees, what he desires, what he does, everything Srimati Radhika. And without Radhika, he cannot test any Ladini Shakti or any Ananda. So now he has come with combined mercy. So he is now so much merciful. Only he has come to distribute his mercy. What mercy? That mercy. Even Brahma Shankar and gods, demigods, they have not that. Even this mercy is not showering in Vaikuntha, not in Ayodhya, not even in Dwarka and Mathura, nowhere. That mercy is there. Also, they are serving all gops, gopis in that mood there, but this shower is not there also in Vrindavan. Understand by what I am going to tell? Krishna is their object of love and that prayer. He is not giving anyone. Not giving. only in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say he is distributing. And how distributing? If you have no pot, oh, come on. I will give you love and affection. And with pot, Krishna can give any his mercy if you have pot, if you are qualified. Je jathang mam prapadante tam tathayuva bhajamyaham. Mam anuvartante manushya parth sarvasa. Je jathang mam prapadante. Those who are serving me, I will give love and affection in this accordingly. He cannot give anything more. He has some a scale. And he will see that he will make measure how you are qualified. Have you bought? If not, then return. He will, you should return. And if you have bought some capacity, he will give only to that. A scale. He cannot give more or less. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no need of pot anything. Oh, I will give you pot. You should come one. And to whom he saw by his eye, he gave so much mercy with pot, even to Jagai Madhai. So if you are going to any pure devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you can easily know the object of the life. So we must cry for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh Gauranga. That is it. Gauranga valite have lakshat. We should pray to Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And when a pulak will come, pulak means our hairs will be standing, heart will be melting. You can realize sometimes you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. If you are so lucky and fortunate and you are totally telling Hare Krishna from your interior of heart, you can sometimes may realize this. Some tears will come. And you can feel that how it is. Very high thing. Your life will be successful if one time you have realized this. So his brain says, when a day will come, I will be so fortunate that I will utter Gauranga Dev and tears will come and I will be rolling down on the earth, heart will be melting. Why he is telling? Oh, without this, Krishna Prem cannot come. We cannot relish Krishna Prem. So he is. But at the same time, he telling that if he will tell Gauranga, then Hari Hari Bolite Naya. Then we will chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Here Hari means what? Both. Coming from Hare, coming from Hare, Hari Krishna and Hara Srimati Radhika. Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna. Hare Ram, like what? Radha Raman Ram with Radhika. Very good name. There is not so much rush in Krishna name or Radha name as it is in Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always doing like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So he is praying that when a day will come, that we will chant Hare Hare and tears will come. But it will not come if you have so many worldly desires, if you are engaged in maintaining your life, your children's life, and maintaining your worldly things, and if you are so much attached with worldly things, then Krishna name will not come, tears will not come. So how we can practice this? So he is telling, Ar kabe nitai chander karuna hobe. Or if one to chant Gaur Hari name with tears in our eyes and with heart melting, then you should take shelter of the lotus feet of Gaur Nityananda Prabhu. Without this you cannot do. Because he is undivided, akhanda guru tattva. Our Gurudev is manifesting of that Nityananda Prabhu, Baladev Prabhu. He is not other than Nityananda Prabhu. And if he is good, but not bogus gurus, those who are daily falling, 10 times, lakh times a day, they are falling down. Their heart cannot touch Krishna. They will not cry by chanting Hare Krishna or by chanting Gauranga Bolite Have Pulav. Never. And that is why they are not touching this transcendental land. And so they are falling now. But we are saying today, at that time we could not see that they are fallen. They never elevated. Never. Elevated person cannot go down. Never. So we should not be worried for this. And if we have unknowingly made them guru, then we should reject and very soon we should. Because all Shastra, the scriptures are telling like that. Any one second we should give up, reject them. And we should try. Because our life is to realize Krishna. We have given this heart to Krishna. So those who will help, they are my guru. And those who cannot help, they are not guru. This is very ordinary thing to realize. So they don't want your delicious foods and anything, garments and anything. But they want to give you this type of class of love and devotion to you. They are really guru. They are undivided guru in Nityananda Prabhu. So without the mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu may consider something, whether I give or not, like Jagai Madhai. He gave it to Madhai, Jagai, yeah, Madhai, first Jagai. And he was not giving, he was not willing to give Madhai. But Nityananda Prabhu told, if you are not giving, then I will be so worried. You have come to give your mercy to all. Both were playing, gambling, quarreling, both. So I am happy to this, that he made a stroke in my head. No mind. So please be merciful. I am praying you. And then Mahaprabhu. So Nityananda Prabhu is more merciful. Why? Sansara dava nalani dhaloka tranaya karunya ghana ghanattam praptasya kalyana gunar navasya bande guroshi. Gurudev is the embodiment of the whole mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna. So Baldev Prabhu is the whole mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he is more merciful. So we should take shelter in the lotus feet of Chaitanya Nityananda. He will not fall. Never fall. He have never fallen. He is transcendental. His mercy is transcendental. His name is transcendental. We can believe on him. If any guru is obeying Nityananda Prabhu and he is going on the path, following on the path of Nityananda Prabhu, he should be maintained as the guru. Otherwise not. If he is not in line, totally in line of Nityananda Prabhu, he cannot be guru. He may be so learned. He may be so opulent he has, may have. But actually he is not guru. So he is telling, Ar kabe nitai chander karuna ho. When mercy will come from Nityananda Prabhu, সংসার বা সানামোর কবে তুচ্ছ হবে, দেন আওয়ার ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ডিজায়ার্স উইল গো অ্যাওয়ে ভেরি কুইকলি ইফ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু মার্সি ইজ দেয়ার। সো উই শুড ট্রাই টু প্রে ফর দি মার্সি অফ নিত্যানন্দ থ্রু আওয়ার গুরু, বাট বোনাফাইড গুরু, কোয়ালিফাইড গুরু। দেয়ার আর সাম প্রুফ মানে লক্ষণ সিমটমস অ্যান্ড হুইচ হ্যাজ টোল্ড ইন শ্রীমদ ভাগবতম অ্যান্ড অল এপিক্স লাইক তসমাত গুরুং প্রপদ্যেত জিজ্ঞাসু সে উত্তমম শাব্দে পরে চ নিষ্ণাতম ব্রহ্মণ্যুপশমাশ্রয়ম। উই শুড গো টু এ গুরু হুই ডিটাচ ফ্রম ওয়ার্ল্ডলি ডিজায়ার্স অ্যান্ড অল দিস থিংস অ্যান্ড হি ইজ সো মচ স্কলার ইন অল বেদ শাস্ত্র। But this is also not so much, this is secondary symptom. First and prominent is what? He has some realization of Krishna, of Krishna name, that Krishna and Krishna name are same. Those who have realized a little bit, no harm, then he is guru, otherwise he is not guru. So, if he is a realized person, he knows all the Shastra and he can remove our whole doubts and he detaches from worldly desires. He don't want anything which we want. If he is wanting all these things which you want, you require, then how he is guru? He is not devotee, pure devotee. So this is the symptom. You can judge yourself. It is not so much high thing. Very easily you can. So, Nityananda Prabhu, when he will be mercy, when he will shower mercy to us, that all unwanted thing go, our whole worldly desire will go. Only one desire will be there. How to serve Krishna? How to serve devotee? Our whole endeavor will be to please Krishna, to please his associates. That is, in other words, we can tell like that, a spontaneous activities are of mind, body, and intelligence, and our mood to serve Krishna. And giving up karma jnana, yog, tapasya, all come, rejecting all. It should not be covered with jnana and knowledge and fruitive karmas. Never. And there should be no other desire than to serve Krishna and devotees. Then this is called pure bhakti. So, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, all desire may go. Otherwise, we are not praying for the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and we want to give up all the worldly desires, then they will more come. More and more they will come. So, we should try to please Nityananda Prabhu, pray Nityananda Prabhu. Vishe chhadiya kabe suddha abhiman kami কবে হম হেরব সে বৃন্দাবন ভ্যান অল দি ডিজাইস উইল গো বাই দি মার্সি অফ নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু দেন উই সি ভ্যার উই আর উই উইল সি ও ভেরি বিউটিফুল ট্রান্সডেন্টাল বৃন্দাবন সেন্ট গোপিস কাউ হার্ড বয় অ্যান্ড সমটাইমস ইউ ক্যান সি দ্যাট কৃষ্ণ ইজ প্লেয়িং উইথ অল গোপিস ললিতা বিশাখা চিত্রা অ্যান্ড অল আদার্স ইউ ক্যান সি. Sometimes you can see in Radhakund, Shyamkund, sometimes in Vrindavan, sometimes in Bhandirvan, Nandagaon also, you can see how beautiful and pleasant Vrindavan. Rupa Raghunath Bhat. Without the mercy of Rupa Goswami, if by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, worldly desires and unwanted desires and offense are going, but without the mercy of Rup and Raghunath, or Rup Sanatan, Rup Raghunath, or you cannot see Vrindavan. So Nityananda Prabhu should be merciful to us, that he should give the feet dust of Srila Rup Goswami. We can take shelter in the lotus feet of Rup Goswami. So Nityananda Prabhu, like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling in Chaitanya Charitamrita, by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I came to Vrindavan. I saw Vrindavan. I took holy darshan of Vrindavan. Oh, very easily Rup Sanatan became my holy master. Only by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And without the mercy of Rup Sanatan, you cannot realize the ABCD of this very tasteful and sweet fragrant of Vrindavan. Why? Because Rup and Raghunath are Rup Manjari and Rati Manjari. What Lalita Vishakha cannot give? That these maid servant Sakhis, Rup Goswami and Raghunath Goswami, they can give. Lalita and Vishakha are so high. They are Sakhis. And these are Manjaris. But Manjari have so much power. How? Like you cannot see president. But if he will go to his secretary note, or who is in his house always doing here and there, servant. Especially you can go to his maid servant, who is always brooming there and making so many arrangements. And she will take you very easily to president. His personal secretary cannot do. They police, those who are there, they cannot do. But she will, oh, come on, come on, come on. Oh. And president is going to take shower. Or he's done. Oh, his naked body, but he's still. Oh, come on. And who is he? Oh, he's my friend. He wants to meet you. So these Manjaris are more powerful than Lalita and Vishakha. Where Lalita Vishakha cannot go easily, where Krishna and Radhika are playing half naked or anything. But these Manjaris always serving, fanning and giving chamar. Oh, they will come. Oh, come on, come on. Then Krishna will ask, who are they? Oh, my friends. He will give his whole mercy. So, Rup and Raghunath are like this. So, you will have to take shelter in the lotus feet of Rup Raghunath. They are like Khajanchi ke ki bole re? Treasurer. Like treasurer. Without their mercy, we cannot realize anything, ABCD. So we must take shelter of Rup and Raghunath. In the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are Rup and Sanatan, always serving. Sankhya Purvakanam Ganati Vikala Vasani Kritau Nidrahar Vihar Kadi Vijitau Chatanta Dinau Chodhu Radha Krishna Gunasmrite Madhuri Mandena Sammohitau Bande Rupa Sanatana Raghujagau Siji. Our Swamiji, Reverend Swamiji, Bhakti Vidhan Swami, he always try to sing this kirtan with tears in his eyes. Always. He was very fond of this. So, when I will see Vrindavan by the mercy of Rupa and Raghunath, Rupa Raghunath Pade Haive Akuti Kabe Ham Bujabase Jugal Priti. You can see, but when more mercy of Rupa and Raghunath will come, then you can realize. And you can see, you can taste what is Vrindavan Jugal Rasa. Jugal Priti, Jugal Prishiman. What is the love between Krishna is object of love. You know, his object of love. And Srimati Radhika is the highest abode of that love. Krishna wants to realize something about that. Krishna knows everything. He is master of all rushes. There is nothing that Krishna does not know. Sometimes he becomes one rush, and sometimes he tastes so many rush. When he is object of rush, he is Atmaram, Atmakam. You know Atmaram? What is Atmaram? Nothing to tell, nothing to do, nothing to taste, anything. He is a rush, himself rush. But when he becomes anek rasa, means so many rasas, then this rasa is called atma rasa and para rasa. Atma rasa means all the rasas and Krishna. But para rasa, the rasa in supreme container of love, Radhika. No? Radhika has so much high class of love and affection that Krishna cannot realize. So Krishna wants to realize these things. And that is called Modan, Madan Bhav. Only in Srimati Radhika. And always see that Madan makes dance of Krishna. But he knows, what is this? So Chaitanya, Krishna came in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to relish this one very high subject. I want to give something a little sprinkle of this. You should try to realize all these things. I have nothing come to give any bhakti, Vaidhi bhakti. You know all Vaidhi bhakti. Chanting, remembering. I want to give some little idea of this. That you should always be engaged in this. So don't be worried for your maintaining wife, husband, children so much. If you are in this way doing, then Krishna will maintain more beautifully. More better than you, whatever. You cannot do anything. So give up on all these things on Krishna. And because he has promised that I will do. If I can, yogashema bahamyaham, I will take what you require on my head. I will serve you. So why you are so much worry for these things? But I think that all are worry for this. Don't be worried. Try to be like us. Oh, we will never care for anything. And Krishna throw you all lakhs and lakhs. Some are bringing fruit, some delicious things, flowers, everything. Then why we should worry? Krishna should be worried for that. So, he is telling, Rupa Raghunath, Pade hai be akubti, kabe hama bujab se jugal pariti. If you are taking shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, then what they will do? They will give. What they have in their heart. What they have? Only conjugal ocean of rush. They are always serving them. So if you are taking shelter in the lotus feet of Rupa and Raghunath, they will give you their treasury, what is there. And that treasury is what? Pure love and affection. What kind of love? Friendship or Vatsalya rush? Father-mother rush? No. What is? Malli. Unnata ujjvala rasa. For which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute. So, we can have that. And our life will be successful. Rupa Raghunath pade rahumur aas prarthana kare sadhan. Oh,
Rupa Raghunath,
I am giving my prayer in your lotus feet. My hope is there only. You are my hope. Your lotus feet just are my hope. Nothing else. I don't want anything. Can you tell or can you pray like this? You will see. And next morning, you will have all these things. I have come only to remind you all these things. So you should try to take all these things and to follow all these things, and you will be happy. If you are doing so, you are in Vrindavan, in the lotus feet of Rupa Raghunath, in the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu. And then you will chant Radhe Radhe Krishna Krishna, and you will be, oh Gauranga Dev, Gaur Brahman. From tomorrow we will try to come in these subjects. Last year I gave some not completed. I touched first a sloka of Manasiksha. I will remind it, and then second, and gradually we will give something. What, how can we practice Shuddha Bhakti Yoga in the line of Rupa Raghunath, in the line of Swarup Namodar, in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you should try to note down, not in black box. That black box can cheat you, but this cannot cheat you. Try to keep here. And always remind.